Today on episode number 382 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/382. We've got a great Because of My Podcast story from Ben Adam Smith. We've got a lot of podcasting news today, including news about Skype. There was a story in the Washington Post. We're going to be talking about that. And is podcasting being used as a farming system for mainstream entertainment? We're also going to answer the question, how many downloads is good for a podcaster? And we're going to go over and see if we can learn any lessons, and we do. Some of them are very expensive, from the top five podcasts in iTunes. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your very own personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where we flatten. We just knock it out. We level the learning curve of podcasting. As I bring my 20 plus years of technical training to the microphone, we answer your questions. And I let you know that, look, you are not alone in your travel to podcast success. If you would like to join in on the conversation, I cannot tell you how much I would love to hear your smiling voice on this podcast or see your name on an email headed my way. Just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact, and all the ways to follow me you can find right there. I always like to start off the show with a little bit of podcast news and such, and I also like to start off with a Because of My Podcast story. Now, if you have one of these, again, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact and send them on in like Ben Adam Smith. Now, I met Ben on a Podcasters Roundtable, which you can find over at podcastersroundtable.com. That's a fun little podcast that Ray Ortega does, and he's asked myself and my buddy Daniel J. Lewis from the audacitytopodcast.com. And we go over there and talk about podcasting stuff. And it's not so much a how-to, but the kind of the, if there's anything controversial or things like that. So, Ben Adam Smith, who will forever be known as Ben on the end, because it was him and Ben Kruger, which you'll be hearing about here shortly, were both on this episode. So here they are. We're reuniting that episode of Podcasters Roundtable. And you can find Ben Adam Smith over at houseplanninghelp.com. And here is Ben's Because of My Podcast story.
Hi, Dave. It's Ben Adam Smith from the House Planning Help podcast. It's all about energy efficient homes. But I had Because of My Podcast story that I bank you've never heard before, one like this. Because of my podcast, someone got a job. And this happened. I was at an industry networking event, and this guy came up to me and said, "Ben, thank you for the job." I was a little bit confused. I wonder whether he'd got the right person. But what had happened was he'd been listening to the podcast series. And on one particular episode, I did an interview with a project manager. It was in his niche and he thought that was interesting. And so out of that, somehow, I don't really think it was anything to do with me, but he says that I helped get him this job. So I'm very happy for that. But I thought that was great. Anyway, I just wanted to say that your podcast gets better and better. I know people have been saying this recently, but I agree, and you're very defined and it's sounding very much at home, which I like. And I also wanted to thank you for the recommendation of the ATR 2100. It's not what I'm using here at the moment, but whenever I do an interview that's long distance and I want to try and keep the quality up, I actually suggest this because I think the quality is so good. And so far, it's working really well. So thank you, Dave. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Ben. Glad you're enjoying the Audio-Technica 2100 microphone. Had somebody this week, they've been doing a podcast for a long time with, they use a free phone service, like freeconferencecall.com or something like that. And they've been using me to edit their podcast, which I do. I don't do as much as that as I used to, because again, you'll hear later when we talk about focus. I like it. It's fun. But she wanted me to try to make the phone not sound like a phone. And I'm just here to tell you, there are things you can do. You know, you can put sprinkles on a pile of mud, but it's still going to be, you know, mud. So you can't make a phone not sound like a phone. And I said, you know, have you ever thought about using Skype or Google Hangout or a way to contact the people that you're interviewing? And she said, I don't have you know, that kind of money for those kind of microphones. And I go, okay, you do know that you can get a great sounding microphone for like $35. And she goes, really? She goes, because I thought I had to buy like a Heil PR40. And I'm like, no, you don't. You don't have to buy an Electro Voice RE320, which is what I'm talking into right now, which is about $300. No, the Audio-Technica 2100, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/2100. It'll take you right over there, and you can buy one at Amazon. It plugs in directly to your computer, which you can plug directly into Skype, and it's just a very versatile microphone. So, Ben, I'm glad you're liking yours, and you can find Ben again at houseplanninghelp.com. And I got to tell you one thing. I don't know really Ben just from the time we spent together. He just seems like a nice guy. Can you kind of hear that through his personality? That's one of the things that's really cool about podcasting versus blogging. Now, blogging is important. It's a great way to drive traffic to your site. But there is something to be said about tone of voice. And Ben just seems like a nice chap. Cheerio, right? All right, so there you go. That's because of my podcast. If you have one. Doesn't matter how, it doesn't have to be because of my podcast, I got a Nobel Peace Prize. No, it could be anything because I've just been saying it for years. Podcasting is changing the world one download at a time. And Ben's example proved it. And you can get a little exposure here on the podcast. So Ben, thank you so much. And I look forward to hearing your, as in you, yeah, you with the earbuds. I want to hear your because of my podcast story. You can call them in, 888-563-3228. If you're a podcaster, just go out. You can click on the little microphone button while you're out there and leave it that way as well. Or record it. Just send me the MP3 file, which is what Ben did. Hey, I wanted to let you know I got a lot of great feedback on the episode we did last week about who doesn't want a successful business podcast with Ben Kruger. Well, Ben was nice enough to turn around and invite me on his podcast, which is called Authority Engine. And here's a clip from that episode. You can find it over at authorityengine.com.
Well, let's talk a little bit about podcasting as a medium to get your message out. I know you talked about, you know, it has the potential to change lives. And now it's easier than ever, particularly when you got started in the industry, to grow a podcast and to reach that audience. How have you seen the industry change over time with podcasting as a medium, as opposed to, you know, other mediums like blogging or video or whatever?
Well, it's changed in the fact that we've all kind of said, wow, this is cool technology. How do I use it? So I've seen people come on like you may have heard of Joe Vitale. I think is how you say his last name. He was in The Secret. He was the big hypnosis mentoring guy for a while. And Joe came out with a podcast. And at the time, there was this website called Podcast Alley. It was kind of like the Rolling Stone charts of podcasting at the time. And Joe came out of nowhere. And he shot right to number one. And I was familiar with him because I follow marketing. And everybody's like, wow, who is this Joe guy that came out of nowhere? And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's the hypnotic secrets, something like that guy. But his podcast was a giant commercial. It was just all about Joe, nothing for his audience, how great I am and how popular I am and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And here's how big my list is. And it was just Joe. And I was really surprised because I remember thinking about halfway through, and I'm like, I'm not getting anything out of this besides, wow, Joe's really, really big. And maybe that's why I should join his list, because apparently everybody else is. But what was interesting is I think they updated that on a weekly basis. And the next week, he had really just completely fallen off the map. And it's because he put out a giant commercial that had no value, in my opinion, for the end listener. You know, it was just all Joe, you know, it was Joe TV 24/7, everything Joe, but nothing really for the listener.
Joe Variety Hour.
Yeah. So I think we've kind of seen that come and go. You know, radio right now in Cleveland, where I live, the drive time guy does an hour, and I'm putting up air quotes here. He does an hour of radio, and if you download his, again, quote, hour of radio, they cut out the commercials. Why, I don't know, but his hour then is 38 minutes, which means there's 22 minutes of commercials. And I'm like, yeah, nobody really likes that. And that's why podcasting is kind of on the rise now, that in terms of how things have changed, you know, we've gone from literally just listening to it on your computer. Then the iPod came along. Great. But you had to sync your iPod. So you would fire up iTunes, you would plug in your iPod and it would sync, and then you could take it with you. And as long as you didn't run out of battery life, you know, that was quote easy. The fact that you'd be out on a trip and you're on vacation, like, oh, I got to go back home and sync my iPod. I'm out of new podcast to listen to. But that was easy. And that was like the first boom of like, wow, podcasting, it's here to stay. Now fast forward almost 10 years. And with the podcasts app and a couple other things that have happened on smartphones, now people are finally realizing that really this little phone is kind of like a radio. I can pick up content just made for me.
And there you go. That's just a snippet of that interview. You can find that over at authorityengine.com. And you'll find a link to it out in our show notes at schoolofpodcasting.com/382. There is a story in the Washington Post about how a number of podcasters are getting on to TV. And I'm thinking of doing like a podcast predictions for 2014 kind of thing. And this is one of the things that I'm starting to see. And this article really helps kind of put some validity into that thought, is I think podcasting is going to be used, and I hate to say the word minor league, but it is going to be kind of a farming system for the entertainment industry, be it TV, be it radio, be it reality TV, even things like that. And so the latest person to get a TV show is another comedian named Pete Holmes. And there are a bunch of people that have been doing that. A bunch of comedians, especially Nikki Glaser, I guess that's how you'd say her name. Sarah Schaefer. They turned basically their chemistry that they have on their podcast called You Had to Be There. That now is called Nikki and Sarah Live on MTV. Chris Hardwick, you've probably heard of him. Of course, he was the very popular podcast called The Nerdist. That turned into a television show on BBC America, and he recently launched, I believe it's just called At Midnight, on Comedy Central. And the interesting thing here, this article talks about how, in this case, IFC is a channel on cable. It's developed two shows from podcast. The probably most popular one is by Mark Maron, and his podcast is called WTF, and they've taken his show and turned it into a podcast. They turned it into a TV show called Marin, which is loosely based on his real life about him podcasting out of his garage. Now, I'm going to butcher this guy's name. I believe it's Scott Aukerman. He is one of the guys behind Comedy Bang Bang. And he basically, again, came on to the television. And that network, IFC, they announced that it's bringing back that show, his show, Comedy Bang Bang, for a third season. Marin, by the way, is coming back for a second season. So what does that mean? It means they're bringing enough viewers from their podcast, right, to warrant a second and third season, right? And they've also announced, the IFC announced a development deal with the podcast network Earwolf, which is where Scott Aukerman, he runs that. And if you go over there, it's just a bunch of comedians, basically. Now, he also notes that the podcast, in this case, Comedy Bang Bang, which according to him has approximately 175,000 listens a week, has a larger audience than the television show. That I find interesting. Speaking of Mark Maron, his podcast has 2.5 million to 3 million downloads each month. Now, if I look at that, I believe Mark does, if we take 3 million, that is 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 zeros, divide that by, I believe he does twice a week. So we divide that by 8, that is 375,000 downloads per episode. And we'll talk about that here in a second. What is a good number for you, or things like that? What can you expect after having your podcast out for a month? And now it says that his $3 million a month, according to now for the television show, they say, which has an audience of 2 million when combining live viewership plus a week of playback on DVR. So think about this. His podcast audience is used to listening whenever they want, wherever they want. So they're smart. They're going, wait, let's not just view this on live. This audience is used to time-shifted content. So they're counting DVR plays. And they say the natural thing, again, because of this, was for him to try. It says he says the natural thing for him to try to do would have been an intimate talk format, but instead they did this kind of, it's fiction, but it's based on his real life. Now, the IFC president, her name is Jennifer Caserta, and she's the president and general manager, says about 3 years ago, her network, IFC, began to focus on original comedy development, and the landscape was changing. She says in this article, it wasn't the same old, let's go to the comedy clubs and sit and watch talent every evening. There were so many points of entry in order to develop and find talent to bring to television. One of those is podcast. So she, Jennifer Caserta, the president and general manager of IFC, she said, I used to sign a lot of expense reports on a daily basis for nights out at comedy shows and clubs for her development team. Now they're more likely to depend on a playlist filled with podcasts. And she jokes. She says, look, it's cheaper and it's a better use of time. Development executives listen to podcasts while they're washing the dishes or if they're on their commute. You can be far more efficient in your discovery of who's great at the craft, she says. So an audience is just one touchscreen swipe away of the download button. And this means there is an expanding universe of ways to refine a comedy persona. Now, let's just take that back out. You know, an audience is just one swipe away of the download button to your podcast. Now, So again, I think we're going to see this where more and more people. Now, granted, Marc Maron, Chris Hardwick, these are guys that they've been around for a while. Chris Hardwick, going back to MTV days, was the guy on Singled Out with Jenny McCarthy. If you're like, where have I heard that name before? But he has a very niche podcast. His Nerdist podcast is all about sci-fi and just being nerdy. And he built a community around that. We're going to talk about community a little later when we listen to the top five podcasts in iTunes. We're going to just kind of go down that lane. But some very interesting news there. And I think you're going to see that more and more. I've talked about Emily Morse. She does a show called Sex with Emily. She's been on the radio. She's had a show on Bravo. And we've talked about how Grammar Girl, we mentioned this a couple weeks ago, she's been on Oprah. And just recently she was on the Today Show. So I think we're going to see more and more of this are where people will basically hone their craft on a podcast that can then lead to better things. And Pete Holmes, going back to the original guy that got a new show, and it's something called like You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes. He says, for better or worse these days, because it's possible to do so many things on your own, nobody really believes you can do it until you're already doing it. So what that means is people like IFC and Comedy Central, you can go in and say, look, I got this great idea for a show, and I think people are going to love it, and I'm going to get all this, I'm going to build this community and things like that. Their answer is going to be, go do it, because you can do it for about $30 a month by the time you pay for your website and your media hosting and all that. Go ahead and do it. Let's see if it runs, and let's see you connect with your audience. Let's see you promote your product, because they're going to want you to do that when it's on TV, and go out and do it, and then you can say, hey, looky what I did, and I think we could take this to the next level by moving it to TV. And they also mentioned in the article, I'll put a link out in the show notes to this article. They talk about how sometimes when you transform things to TV, you do have to change it. It's not just putting a camera on your show, although people like Don Imus and Howard Stern have done that in the past, and I'm sure there are plenty of other people. What's the guy, Dan Patrick on ESPN kind of does that. But you might want to change your show just a little bit for TV. Also in the news, I've talked about in a couple episodes ago where Skype was cutting the ability to tie into their software, especially to record it. And they've come out and basically said, we were just kidding. Here it is on their blog. The investments we're making in Skype to a highly mobile, cloud-connected world come with some key changes to our application and service architecture, and by extension, our support for the desktop API by third-party developers to extend Skype functionality. Now, that desktop API is basically the ability to connect to the software. Previously, we shared that we would retire the desktop API later this year. However, I'm happy to share that we will be extending support for two of the most widely used features, call recording and compatibility with hardware devices, until we determine alternative options or retire the current solution, although chat via third-party applications will cease to work as previously communicated. So there's a novel idea. Hey, we're not going to kill it until we give you another way to connect in. All right, next up, I'm going to share some numbers I heard from Rob Walsh on another podcast called Podcasting 101 from Monkey Poo Studios. And Rob is always gold. Rob is probably, we share a love of stats. Now, with that said, I only check my stats maybe once a week, if that, but I love to crunch numbers. And He spit out a lovely little number, and we're going to make this a fun little game just for a second. If I put out a podcast today, right, and basically 30 days from now, how many downloads do you think you would have? Now, I asked this on Saturday's Ask the Podcast Coach show, which you can find Saturdays at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time to 11:30, myself and Jim Collison, and we have a small little community going on over there, and I'll tell you more about that in a second, but we had people guessing anywhere from 500 to 25, and do you have your number? Do you have your number ready? So you put out an episode, 4 weeks from now, you go in to check your stats in Libsyn or Blueberry, and the number is 141. That's right. If you are at 142, you are doing better than 50% of the podcast, because when he looked at the numbers, this is for September, by the way, I should say this one, September of 2013, half the podcasters had less than 141 and half of them had more than 141. If you got to 3,462 per episode that have been live for a month, you're in the top 10%. If you get above 9,000, you're in the top 5%, and that's per download per episode. And if you get above 50,000, again, per episode that's been live for a month, you're in the top 1%. Now, when I first heard that, I was like, well, that's kind of depressing. I am happy because most of my podcasts, except one, I just checked my Feeding My Faith podcast. I think the last episode had 85. But I don't do that podcast very as frequently as I should. I also don't promote it a whole lot. That is just me sharing my thoughts on God. And but almost all the rest of them, I do. This podcast that you're listening to right now gets somewhere between 1,200 and 2,000 downloads an episode. And would I want more? Sure. I could have 10,000. I would want more. But it's the thing I want to point out here, because you're like, man, why is that number? I thought it would be 500. I thought it would be 1,000, because there's 6 billion people on the planet. And, well, think about this. Number one, not everybody has Wi-Fi. Not everybody has the internet. There's still a lot of people out there that I'll give you an example of how we get kind of lost in our own cocoon. This week I was teaching Microsoft Outlook to a bunch of people in an insurance company, and they were talking about they were going to be starting to use Microsoft Link in the future, which is this kind of inner office chat software. And I said, if you've ever used Skype, I said, anybody in here ever use Skype? And they all looked at me like, what's a Skype? Now, in the podcasting world, we're all using Skype to record interviews. We're connecting with our audience via Skype. We're using all this. But in the insurance world, they're like, huh? And I would have loved to ask those people, how many of you have listened to a podcast? Because I'm pretty sure some of those would be like, what's a podcast? So that's part of it. The other thing to think about is some of these people that are creating podcasts, and this is going to make me sound kind of elitist, and I don't want to do that here, but I listen to a lot of podcasts. I do the podcast review show over at podcastreviewshow.com, and I listen to a lot of bad podcasts. Now, what makes a bad podcast? Number one, bad audio. Bad. Blog Talk Radio kind of audio that's just sounds like you're frying bacon underwater. And because I'm always getting this question about what is a good download number, and it really does vary by topic and things like that, I set out to make the world's just worst podcast. And one episode, just to explain what this is. I'm not publishing on a regular basis. I'm making every mistake you can make in it, right? Just to see what kind of downloads you would get. And like, I'll give you an example. One episode consists of a 30-second fart. Not from me, personally. It was a sound effect. But that's it. All right? It's like, welcome to the show. And then that's it. So I'm making horrible content. I even do it under a pseudonym. I don't want anything from me associated with this podcast. And I'm getting 11, 16. The podcast, the 30-second fart podcast, got 15 downloads. Okay? So I say that when you go, well, you know, that podcast, when we talk about the 141 number, there are those people out there that are getting 14 downloads. Why? Because their podcast is a 30-second fart. And that's going to skew the numbers. Okay? And there are people out there that don't promote their podcast, that don't connect with their audience, that have horrible sound quality, that don't plan out their podcast, that have nothing to say. And they just ramble on and on and on and on. So don't get bummed if you think of that as only 141. Now, the other thing I want to point out here is the stats, again, for your podcast is a person. Now, here, I look at this. I look at my last episode for my Feeding My Faith podcast. I got 131 downloads. So, again, I'm under that 141. But here's the thing to think about. That podcast was born from me moving to a different church. I still wanted to share my faith. And the original church I was in basically had anywhere from 35 to, on a good Sunday, 70 people. And I'm now getting 131. Let's call that 140. You know, the week before I had 151. So I'm getting double the people. I'm reaching double the number that I would if I was doing this live in front of people. And in that aspect, in that podcast, that's the whole idea, is to reach a global audience. So don't get hung up on that, but realize that if you are getting less than 141, now here's something else to think about. Maybe you're doing a super niche podcast. Maybe you're doing it about Beaver Mud, Mississippi, or some little itty bitty small town, population 27. Well, if you're getting 26 downloads, that's really good, but somebody needs to talk to Earl because he's not listening to the podcast, right? So there are going to be those situations where you're never going to get near what everybody else is getting. And so just in case you're wondering, and I kind of even hesitated to do this segment because we do get hung up on the numbers. And I know I was listening to the feed that is the official Libsyn podcast. And I hear people asking for, I want an app. I want Libsyn to make an app so I can log in anytime I want and check my stats. And here is my thought on that. If you would take the time that you spend checking your apps, checking your stats, and going over where they're coming from, and wow, so many people listening on an iPad, and so many people listening on a Zoom, and so many people, if you take that time that you spend looking at your stats and move it to content creation, right? Try to find out the best content you can make, things of that nature, and try to use that to connecting with your audience, to replying to a comment, to sending an email to whoever it is that sent you one. Use that time to connect with your audience, get to know your audience, and make content that's going to make them go, wow, I'm telling you, when you check your numbers, they're going to go up. But checking your stats isn't going to help you grow your audience. It only lets you know how big your audience is. Well, if you handle the content creation, the stats will take care of themselves. Because you don't have to do a thing. When you look at your stats, it's not like you have to click on a button and go, although I'm sure there are people out there going, update, I got another download in the last 30 seconds, update. No. Focus on content creation and the numbers will come. All right, I want to try a bit of an experiment here, and that is I've gone into iTunes, and I'm looking at the top podcasts. And right now, the top podcast has been for many, many moons, is This American Life. And what I thought I would do is listen to some of the top podcasts, and let's see if we can see any common characteristics of these. So I'm going to click on This American Life, and there's only one episode available. That's interesting. If I go to their website, I wonder if I have to buy the rest of them. Yep, sure enough, you can download any archived This American Life episode for 99 cents in iTunes or Amazon MP3, and you can always download the most recent episode for free. Just click download on the homepage. Very interesting. Let's listen to a little bit of This American Life.
This podcast of This American Life is supported by MailChimp, celebrating creativity, chaos, and teamwork since 2001. MailChimp, email marketing for everyone.
Can you just say who you are?
I'm Maria Matheson, Sarah's mother.
My mother. You're my mother.
Yes, I'm your mother.
You're referring to me in the third person.
No, I said Sarah's mother.
Right, but I'm right here.
You said, who am I? Maria Matheson.
Okay, between you and me, this is the seven things you're not supposed to talk about. Producer Sarah Canning's mother lives by a set of rules is all I can see from that. But so far, I'm like, I don't know who Sarah Canning is.
This podcast of This American...
Oh, and there's, if you're listening in iTunes, there's stop and there's well, that was interesting. So we learned that the top podcast, we also learned that you can't go back in the podcast store. I wanted to go back and, so now I've got to go back. Wow. That's kind of crappy design. I don't want to listen to radio. Thank you, iTunes store. Oh, I don't want to go back to my library. I would like to, yes, go back to podcasts. I got to scroll back down to the top podcast link. Boy, this is bad design. Ted Hour. This is from NPR. When we go to, this is the number two. And these are TED Talks. It's a journey through fascinating ideas, astonishing inventions, blah, blah, blah. Let's listen to, this is called Misconceptions.
Support for this podcast comes from Bluebeam Software, which enables buildings to open their doors faster, collaborate on 2D and 3D PDFs. And
so we've learned that the top podcasts all have pre-roll things at the top of their podcast. All right.
This is the TED Radio Hour. Each week, groundbreaking TED Talks.
TED Talks.
TED.
Technology.
Entertainment.
Design.
Design. Is that really what it stands for? I've never known that.
Delivered at TED conferences around the world.
It's the gift of the human imagination.
We've had to believe in impossible things.
The true nature of reality beckons from just beyond.
Those talks, those ideas, adapted for radio. From NPR. I'm Guy Raz, and our show today, misconceptions, things you know to be true until they aren't. Is there something you always believed, and then you found out it was wrong?
Huh. Well, I sort of feel like that's true all the time. I feel like what I believe about the world today is so different from what I believed 5 or 10 years ago.
Yeah. But there are things that we... like, we're sure are true. We're convinced they are true. Like there was a...
Okay, so that one's holding my attention. But you notice, Had, they... I love the fact that they answered the question that everybody's probably thinking, what the heck does TED stand for? You know, what the heck, the TED Hour, that's not the most upfront thing. So here's another one. Philosophize This by Stephen West. Beginner-friendly if listened to in order... for anyone interested in educational podcasts about philosophy where you don't need to be a graduate level philosopher. And this is episode 9, which is interesting that this is the number 3 podcast. Maybe they only have it set up to show the first. So they want people to listen in order, apparently. So let's listen to the very first episode of Philosophize This, the number 3 podcast in iTunes.
Hey guys, it's Stephen West. You know, simply by downloading this podcast, you're part of an elite group of humans that seek to educate themselves. Now, you may listen to this podcast and think it's terrible. I know I would. But don't forget about the thousands of other podcasts out there that are actually good. Please, never stop this quest you have to expand your mind. Because in my opinion... the world needs a lot more people doing what you're doing. Thanks for listening.
That was an interesting beginning, and I hate the fact that I hit pause. Maybe I'm okay. Instantly, boom, right out of the gate, you feel like you're part of a community. Did you feel that? I did. I was like, wow, look at me. I'm unlike any other people. I'm trying to expand my brain. It was interesting.
To the Philosophize This podcast with Stephen West.
Everyone dance. I hate intros like this. Now, say something. Oh, that drives me crazy.
Hello, everyone. It's me.
Okay, can I say something here? I guess I can. It's my show. I hate that type of intro where I just play music for the sake of music. Because I'm like, all right, and the content is where? That's 10 seconds of my life I can't get back. And I know you're probably thinking, Dave, seriously? It's time to switch to decaf. But, you know, okay, can I hear some philosophy?
And boy, do we have a lot of great philosophy stuff to talk about today. You know, I just learned something, everybody.
All right.
It turns out that if you're listening to this podcast right now.
Yes.
If you were to trace back your family's heritage as far as you could go, if you were to follow the branches of your family tree all the way up to the canopy of that family tree, you'd find that you come from the sub-Saharan plains of Africa. Yeah. It turns out all humans that are alive today can trace their roots back to those same eastern sub-Saharan plains.
All right. Interesting. If I were to, the only thing I heard there, and again, it was his first podcast, was the fact that he said everybody. I prefer to talk to just you because it's just me and you sitting here poking around iTunes. All right. Well, I wanted to listen to the top 5, and this is taking longer than I thought it was going to. But Radiolab from WNYC, science meets culture and information sounds like music, it says. So let's listen to Cut and Run, Legion of Athletes, Sports Gurus, and let's see what else. scientists have tried to figure out why Kenyans dominate long distance running. So if I hit the intro here, we'll hear what we get.
Hey, everybody. Here's a couple numbers for you. WNYC's average monthly bandwidth costs are about $21,798.39 per month.
Hold on a second. Hey, want to be the number four podcast in iTunes? Want to know what it's going to cost you? Let's listen to that again.
Hey, everybody. Here's a couple numbers for you. WNYC's average monthly bandwidth costs are about $21,798.39 per month. Radiolab, from what I understand, accounts for half of that cost, which means over the course of a year, it is costing us about $120,000 to bring you this podcast for free. That is what you are costing us. This is me making a simple request. Please help us out. Go to radiolab.org/support. Give whatever makes sense. Maybe become a sustaining member at, you know, $5 or $10, $15 a month. That would be huge in helping us, you know, not just pay for bandwidth, but pay for the reporting and all the stuff that goes into making this podcast. Here's an added incentive. If you do that now, if you go to radiolab.org/support and make a pledge, you'll be entered in a little contest where you might win a flight for you and a friend to come to New York and hang out with Robert and I for an afternoon. We'll show you the studio. I'll show you some Pro Tools sessions. We'll make some noises together. It'll be great. We'll become best friends. Public media is a partnership. You know how it works. We do this all together. So please, if you can, go to radiolab.org/support and make a pledge. And maybe very soon, we'll see you here at the studio.
Now, here's the cool thing about that. Do you hear that? We do this all together. Again, the community aspect.
Wait, you're listening.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
You're listening to Radiolab.
Radiolab.
Shorts!
From
WNYC.
And NPR.
Hey, I'm Jad Abumrad.
I'm Robert Krulwich.
This is Radiolab,
the podcast.
And today, since we are right about to have the New York City Marathon zip through our neighborhoods here in New York,
we have a puzzle. Yeah, it's a puzzle.
It is a puzzle, and it comes from NPR's East Africa correspondent Gregory Warner.
There you go. So that's the number four podcast. We've learned something there. And the last but not least, welcome to Night Vale. Now, between you and me, This American Life, okay, have an idea. TED Radio Hour had no idea, unless you're familiar with TED Talk. So I'm assuming a bunch of you went, what? Philosophize This, kind of knew what that one was about. Radiolab, really didn't know what that was about. But here's the good thing about Radiolab. Let me go back there 1 second. Cut and Run, Famous Tumors, Quicksand, episode number four. Yes, it's called Poop Train. Five is Blaine, Dawn and Mindy, Rodney versus Death. They have somewhat interesting titles that make you kind of go, what the heck is a poop train? I'm not making that up, by the way. So here, under Welcome to Night Vale, twice monthly community updates for the small desert town of Night Vale, featuring local weather news, announcements from Sheriff's Secret Police, mysterious lights in the sky. I get the feeling, turn on your radio and hide. Welcome to Night Vale, produced by Complace Books, written by Joe. So this is a serial, kind of an old time radio show typey thing. I'm going to listen here to episode 35. And the interesting thing is, it's not telling me what this episode is about, but we'll go ahead and click here. It is the number five podcast in iTunes in the U.S. store, I should also be saying here, called Lazy Day.
Hi, this is Joseph Fink, creator of Welcome to Night Vale, and here are some words. We'll be announcing some big stuff involving January live shows in the next week or so. So if you live anywhere in the Western United States, keep an eye on our Twitter and Facebook. Check out commonplacebooks.com for Night Vale mugs and NRA bumper stickers, and scout badges and shirts, including two limited edition shirts that we're only selling through the end of the year. Also, more things will be coming soon, so keep an eye out for those. And all of that is at commonplacebooks.com. Hey, if you like what we do with our show and you want to help us change our entire identity and disappear forever, please consider signing up for a small monthly donation. We really do depend on all of you. We also have cool rewards for those who donate a little more. Thank you to Haley Neubauer, James Gardner, and Avery Basmore for donating already. Go to commonplacebooks.com and click on Night Vale to join them. Thanks.
So we've learned that being in the top five, and I'm going to hit more on this podcast in a second, is an expensive venture. And it would be interesting. I need to talk to some people to see why, or is there a level that you can get to that using something like Blueberry or Libsyn, where those guys would go, I'm sorry, you got to pay us more than $20. And maybe it's a case where if you're making money, then yeah, you got to pony up. It's interesting though, because that's the theme I'm getting here, is they're all either A, let's go to their website. It's like, why would you not use that? It's kind of a different thing here. Now, when I go to their complacebooks.com, they have, here's an interesting thing. Here's a tip. They have the link from their iTunes, which is an interesting concept here. They have the link. When you go into iTunes and it says click here to go to their website, it takes you right to a donate page with a button with $5 in for the monthly contribution set up to go. All you got to do is click one button. It talks about what the podcast is the, it's a podcast in the style of community updates from a small desert town called Night Vale, featuring local news, weather announcements, mysterious lights in the sky, dark hooded figures with unknowable powers. Turn on your radio and hide. So it's also interesting. If we go, I cannot download, really, I cannot download the podcast on their website. That's interesting. I can donate, but I can't, if I want to like listen to a podcast, because I want to see where their downloads are coming from. And I finally found a link here, but when I go back to their website, I can't listen to their podcast on their website. That's really weird. And I think part of that may be their website is powered by Squarespace. And from what I've heard, putting podcast players on Squarespace is not always the easiest thing in the world. So I've failed on listening to their podcast online. Let's listen to their podcast in iTunes.
Me.
No one has seen the trees this week. Hopefully they'll come back soon. Welcome to Night Vale.
And here we go again. Now here they're trying to set a tone. Spooky, eerie music. Ooh.
Hello, listeners.
Oh boy.
Nothing much to say about this day in Night Vale. Today is just a lazy day in our beautiful little town. The heat is unusually strong for this time of year.
Okay, let's notice something here. This is really, I think, an interesting point. Let's take Radiolab, right? There was a guy just talking to you, and actually at the beginning, whatever her name was, Jennifer Fink or something, Joseph, I forget who it was talking to us. You know, if you want to do this, go out, subscribe, give us money, blah, blah, talking very much to us. This person is, even though he's saying, welcome, listeners, and he's doing his radio scary voice, right? And he's, you know, yes, today is, and I'm being very dramatic when I speak my words, right? Okay, so it's a radio play. And for you and me, I'm not a nonfiction kind of guy. But it's interesting. Like I said, I just thought, I don't know if I'm going to publish this or not. I think there are some fun things we learned here. But there is something you can learn by going out to iTunes. Number one, their navigation is horrible. There we go. If I hit the back button, you know, you see there's a lot of comedians out here. The other thing I'm going to point out here, as I scroll down and scroll down, I'm down to in the top 100. I don't see many video. I see Joel Osteen, who I affectionately refer to as the Happy Jesus Man. But everybody has album art. I'm scrolling down here. I'm down to 182. Everybody has album art. Everybody has. Now, if you're like, what is album art? It is a logo, for lack of a better phrase, for your podcast. And it's one of those things that if you're using a free service or if you're just trying to hurry and get things up and going, a lot of times people will skip on that. And you end up, because, as I just pointed out, everybody has it, you tend to look like a hack if you don't. Last but not least, I want to comment on the podcast awards. I was nominated in two categories, and I won't find out who won until January at the New Media Expo. If you're going, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/NMX, and that'll take you right over there. And I got to tell you, it's a thrill to be nominated. I was nominated before, and I think I said last year I don't think this podcast was nominated. It was. I got beat by the one and only Daniel J. Lewis. I remember that now. So I correct myself here. And, I got to say that I was nominated this year, and I don't remember making a whole bunch of, noise about it and asking people to vote and things like that. Now, this year I made a YouTube video. I sent out newsletters. I went on Twitter. There was a lot of work because I thought, well, if I'm in it, I'm going to try to win it. And if I lose, yeah, at least I can say I tried. But I got to tell you, after going through this process, I'm not sure I will do the same next year. And it's kind of interesting. There are two hats to put on here. One, I just felt like I was constantly bugging people. Hi, it's Dave again. Guess what I'm going to say? That's right. Vote for me in the podcast awards. My family was like, yeah, I already voted. I'm like, no, you can vote every day. Yes, go. Now, as you hear this, it's over. You don't have to vote. And if you did vote, thank you. I really deeply appreciate that. But it was a lot of work to try, if you really want to try and win this thing. And I'm not sure next year I'm going to go down that road. Now, that doesn't mean this is nothing against the podcast awards. I'm just like, wow, this whole 2 weeks of begging for votes. And that's part of it is, who can move their audience the most. That's really kind of what that is. And that's really the sign of a good podcast is your engagement with your audience. But for me, I'm just like, man, I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore. And the other thing I want to point out here about that is there was a blog post, and I don't want to give it any validity. I don't want to give it any exposure, but basically somebody insinuated, someone I should also say that wasn't nominated, that the podcast awards were somewhat tainted because Todd Cochran, who runs Raw Voice, he runs Blueberry, the media hosting company, and he's also the man behind the podcast awards. And they were kind of, he also does the tech podcast. If it's tech, it's here, right? And they were kind of saying that, wow, there are some podcasts on there that are on the tech podcast network. What a coinky dink. And I got to tell you now, I don't know Todd. The guy lives in Hawaii. I email on him occasionally if I have a question. I've met him at numerous, pod camps and such. He purposely does the podcast awards through it. Like there's a third party service that counts the votes. And I got offended because somebody insinuated that my friend Todd might be having his thumb on the scale in some ways. And, I think that is completely uncalled for, and I'm just here to say that was not a cool thing to say. I think you owe Todd an apology, and Todd is very open about how they do the awards and what they do and how they count them and things of that nature, and shame on you. And I think I'll leave it at that. So not that Todd needs defense. And I'll give you another example of why Todd is completely open. Blueberry at one point was going to launch some sort of sell your podcast thing. That's the technical term. And I think they put it out and they decided afterwards, you know what? This isn't exactly the way we want it. And they pulled it back. And to me, that is kind of cool from a business side, because it's nice to have somebody who's just up front to say, hey, you know what? This isn't really how we wanted it to work. And I was like, okay, so is that quote a mistake? Not really. It just was something they went, okay, we thought it was going to do this and it didn't do, it goes back to your audience, right? We thought you wanted this. We made this tool for you. Maybe people aren't using it as much as we thought. And they pulled it back. To me, I'm like, wow, that's cool that you did that. And you are open to saying, that didn't work. So the fact to say that they would try to swindle things or try to, that was just, again, uncalled for. And I just wanted to say, for me personally, now, do I wish there was maybe a different format where people didn't have to vote for 2 weeks every day? But here's the point. If you don't like the podcast awards, make your own. Go ahead and see how much trouble it takes. I used to do a podcast called BattlingBands.com. And I was amazed because there was no prize. Just you got to play again for free. The amount of times people would try to cheat the system, for lack of a better phrase. So I want to thank everybody who has voted for me. We have to wait till January. And if I win, I will be happy. And if I don't win, you know what? I got nominated and I had a lot of people tell me that I voted for you because I like your podcast. And really, in that aspect, I've won. I moved somebody to vote, and that means a lot to me. It means a lot to me that right now you're still listening here at the end of the podcast. We are almost done, and I just want to take 2 seconds to say thank you. So I deeply appreciate it. Do want to mention again that Black Friday sale? You'll have to come back on Black Friday to find out. And, of course, that will be Friday, November 29th. And you'll see. Speaking of things and discounts, there's a coupon code LISTENER, that is LISTENER, that will save you when you sign up. Now, will it save you more on Black Friday, Friday, November 29th? It might. You'll have to come back on Black Friday to find out. But if you're in a hurry, you sign up now, that'll save you. And it's my way of saying thank you for being a listener. You can contact me again. Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And I will keep you posted on the next Start Podcasting in 6 Weeks class. That's the live classes that I do. Those are currently done for the year. We will start those back up in 2014. If you're looking for one-on-one consulting, I do that as well. And you can do that again. Just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And we can set up a time. And that's the fastest way and most efficient way, because I can find out exactly what you're doing and tell you exactly where to go. And I would love to help you start a podcast. It's always amazing. Nothing thrills me more when I have a person that goes, I'm not sure if I can do this or not. And then I hear their content and there's just a couple little hurdles they have to get over. I get them over and I just watch them run off into the sunset with their podcast. It is very, very cool. So thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Until then, class is dismissed. Thanks for listening. Take care. And God bless. Here is Ben's Because of My Story.